You're listening to the Open Democracy Minute, keeping Granite State government by and for the people. Despite Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's assertion that disruptive policies widely viewed as voter suppression have been walked back, the fact remains that the first-class mail sorting capacity around the U.S. has been diminished. Open Democracy has been looking into the threat, both statewide and at the local zip code level, and we have some advice to give any voter concerned about delivery of their absentee ballot to the town or city clerk. If mailing your ballot, mail it early. Open Democracy set August 24th as the ideal day, but you have a little leeway here. Most New Hampshire mail goes through a large sorting center like Manchester or White River Junction, Vermont. But you can bring your ballot directly to the customer service counter at the post office and ask them to hand cancel your ballot, keeping it in town and saving a day or two of transit. If you can't get to the counter, if your post office has a local mail slot, you can place it there. However, if you drop your mail in a USPS blue collection box, your ballot will likely be sent to the sorting center. If mail is not an option for you, you can take it directly to the town or city clerk's office. Check the hours before you go, make an appointment if needed, and hand it off to the clerk. Do not, however, drop your ballot off in an unattended drop box, contrary to Governor Sununu's inaccurate comment last week. The Secretary of State's policy says that your ballot could get invalidated if left in an unattended box. As Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the Open Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.